how many days you're staying. I took out the itinerary and looked like you were going to be there for only 3 days, and that's not enough time for Hawaii. So, but I'm patiently waiting to hear from you a little bit more. Whoever wants to either write or communicate by tape, I would appreciate every little detail you care to tell me, and maybe then I get more of an idea just exactly what you did and how it went and all that sort of thing. Wouldn't quit. Lucky nothing hit us here in Golden Valley, but I understand Bloomington got it quite a bit. But nothing. I mean, no houses, no lives. 4 farms were destroyed in the area there, and it was just so much rain that the ground just couldn't handle it anymore. Jesse keeps calling me. They were over here again this afternoon, moaning and groaning. And all the years they lived in that house where they live, they never had a drop of water in their basement, and 3-4 inches deep all the time, and she's standing all day long sucking it up with the shop vacuum. And I feel kind of sorry for them, but it was just one of those things where it came too much and too hard and too fast, and they sit on a dip over there in New Hope, and obviously the groundwater came up, and thank goodness they don't have their basement, furnished or refinished, so it was just a cement floor. But oh, the way you had to listen to those two women again today, it was the end of the world. It's going to cost them a bundle to put in the sump pump and all that sort of thing. But I want to thank you for that lovely, lovely card that you sent me. That was very nice of you to remember me. And you said that you missed me and asked me if I missed you. Of course I miss you. But then there isn't much we can do about that. You are back home now and with all your old friends, and I'm sure that you are going to be real happy to be in your house, and hopefully that you like the school you're going to. I'm sure that you're going to school right now. I don't know. I want to tell you, I read your report card. I shouldn't have snooped, but I did. I couldn't wait to see what your teachers had to say about you. And that's a lovely report card. You really did well. It makes me very happy and very proud of you. And I hope that you will have the same kind of luck in the new school that you're going to. And how is Leah? Can you be friends with her? Is she bigger than you are? I'm sure she is. You stayed over at Sanders for a while, didn't you, before you moved into your house? I'm sure by the time this gets to you, you are already in your house. And did you get your own room? There's so many questions I have to ask, and I will have to be very patient and wait to hear what you might have to tell me. Of course, now, you know, it's a different story than when you were over there the last time. You were too little to really talk too much on a tape recorder. But I'm sure right now you won't have any trouble if Daddy comes and says, here, say something to Grandma. I'm sure that you will be able to pick it up and say, hi, Grandma, and then off and running and tell me all the things that you have been doing and all the things that have been happening. And it will be so nice to hear your little voice. And then I hope that you will do this once in a while and make Grandma happy. Is your house the way you remembered it, or don't you remember anything about it at all? I don't know. I remember your house, and I know how nice it was. So there'll be things that you can tell me about. How far you have to go to school? Do you walk, or do you take your bicycle, or which way is it going? What is the weather like there now? It's still winter there now coming on, right? It must be getting a little bit cool there. Not so here. We have had it pretty hot and real, real sunny days and lots of things happening. I have to tell you something really cute. There were these two little robins, the mama robin and the daddy robin, and they were looking around to find out where could they build their nest to have their little baby robins. And guess where they decided to build that nest? Right between my dining room window and my bathroom window. No, actually, the window where Grandma sits, where the table is, the two chairs are and the lamp, you know, looking out into the backyard. Right against the wall there, I have a kind of a trellis to grow some plants on. And that's where they decided to build their nest. And so all the time I go out there, here sits the mama robin on the eggs and looks down on me, and she's not a bit afraid of me. It's so pretty. I watched them how they built the nest. I went and I took string and I draped it out on the trees, and I sat there and I watched the robins come and pluck the strings off the tree and fly up to the place where they built their nest, and she was working it in. And one time I watched her. She got right at the nest. The outside of the nest was already done, and then she was scrounging down, and she was going around like a coffee grinder with her tummy. She was making the hollow in the nest to ready to lay her eggs in there. And now the daddy sits there about 4 feet away from her on the roof and watches. And anything else other than me comes by, he gets really excited and starts making these funny bird noises. Go away, he says. But I can go all the way up and look up at her, and he doesn't bother me a bit. He must like me. And then another thing that happened that's kind of funny I want you to know about. Bob went to a meeting not so long ago, and they gave him a gift, and he brought it home to me. And it's a little aluminum-colored balloon-type thing. It's like a big, fat donut without a hole in the middle, you know. And you let it loose in the house, and it just keeps floating all over the place, and it follows me around like a little puppy dog. And it goes up and down and goes all over the house into different rooms. And it depends on how warm or how cool it is in the house. That's how it either goes all the way up to the ceiling or all the way down to the floor. And I call it Herkimer. That's his name, Herkimer. And Herkimer follows me all over. Wherever I go, he's right behind me. And once in a while, he comes up at me and bumps me in the head, but he doesn't weigh anything, so it doesn't hurt anything. And it's fun to have, and I've been asking Bob if he knew where they can get one of those things, because I would like to send one to you if I could get my hands on one, providing, now that's one thing you would have to find out, if they have a place where they can pump up balloons with helium. The word is helium. And here there are places where you can go, like to a nursery, or not a nursery for babies, but a nursery where they sell trees and plants. And they do have a machine where you can bring your happy birthday balloons and stuff like that, and they'll put more helium in for 50 cents. And if they have such a thing where you could hook up to a helium, I might just send you one. So you be sure and have Daddy find out if and when he has the time to get around to that. And then if there is such a thing that you can get that, then I'll be able to send you one. That will be kind of fun, I think. I love mine. He is just everywhere. And let's see what else. I went to Roberta's birthday party. She had a real nice birthday party. She got a pair of roller skates from her grandmother. Not me. I'm her grandmother, too, but her other grandmother. And some kind of a game that she liked. And I got her a pair of earrings. And we had cake and all kinds of goodies to eat. And then everybody went outside, and we went for a long walk, and we went through the nature center over there that they have built up. It was a real nice day. And so now I feel kind of bad that I won't be able to spend your birthday with you, because you're going to be sitting over there in New Zealand, and I'm going to be sitting here, and that's the way it goes. And by the same way, you won't be able to spend my birthday with me. And this is going to be a big birthday for Grandma. Grandma is going to have the what they call the big 6-0. I'm going to be so old, it makes me just shiver when I think about it. 60 years old I'm going to be on my next birthday. And maybe I'll just forget the whole day and stay in bed all day and forget about it. That would be about the best way to go. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you. When you got to New Zealand, did you have to show your passport, or did Daddy have to hand it over? I like to know those little things. You might just stop and think about it, and then when you talk to me the next time on a tape, you can tell me about those things. Or did you just get off the plane? Were you tired? That wasn't that long a plane ride from Fiji, I don't think. It's only 5 hours, isn't it? I don't know, but I remember when I went straight away from Los Angeles all the way to New Zealand, and it was just too much of a plane ride. So in a way, you were lucky that you did it in jumps, so to speak. And did you like Hawaii? That's what I wanted to ask you. You said you wanted to see the beaches and go play in the sand and go in the ocean. Did you get to do any of those things? And how about Fiji? Was it hot there? Lots of bugs? Did you like Fiji? And what did you do while you were there? See, there are a lot of kinds of things that you could tell me about when you do talk to me that I will be interested in listening, and the way you spend your days right now, you know, things like that. And how is the food? Do you like what you get to eat? Are there things that you're already beginning to miss because you can't get them there? One thing I envy you for, that's the ice cream. They have such lovely ice cream, and I just wished I could get some, but how could you send it to me? It would melt before it got here, wouldn't it? That's kind of silly. And then, of course, pretty soon, Daddy's raspberry bushes are going to bring raspberries. That'll be like in December and January. You're going to have raspberries. And you know what we're going to have in January and in December? Snow. Lots of snow. And you know something? That's something you are never going to see again unless you go to Mount Edmund or someplace. In the South Island, you might see snow if you ever went there in the winter. But other than that, all you're going to get is rain and lots of sunshine. And you're going to make lots of trips camping. One night I came downstairs and your daddy was sitting by his little table and he was drawing on a map, laying out a route. And I think he was already planning all kinds of little camping trips that you might be going on and things for you to do. Oh, boy, I wished I could be there with you. Now, let me see. I think my tape is just about running out on one side, so I will say goodbye to you now. And thank you again for the nice card, and I hope you will write to me or you will talk to me on a tape.